For the first time ever tomorrow, Americans nationwide will receive an alert on their cell phones from President Trump. But it won't be a personal message. It's the first test of a national presidential alert system that will let any president issue a warning about a crisis. That could include a missile launched by another country at the U.S. or a tsunami. First on CBS This Morning, Anna Werner got an inside look at the new system with FEMA officials ahead of the test.
You're probably familiar with the wireless emergency alert system that generates amber alerts and severe weather warnings to your phone. FEMA says it knows that some people don't like those alerts, but they say you shouldn't ignore them, especially these new alerts, which should signal very serious situations.
It's the alert that, if it's real, you won't want to get again.
When those messages appear on mobile devices, people should take those extremely seriously. It has some direct impact on either life or safety.
So says FEMA's Antoine Johnson, who directs the agency's public alert warning system, the system that will send out the nationwide test of the presidential alert on Wednesday.
If we have something that's of national significance, we could rapidly notify the American public of that event.
Government agencies nationwide have issued more than 40,000 emergency alerts to cell phones since 2012. But those amber and weather alerts target specific regions. This new presidential alert will be nationwide and only used for advance warning of national crises.
It should be reserved for true situations, true emergencies when we need to get the public's attention.
Former Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson says it's designed to be used very specifically and rarely.
This is something that should not be used for a political agenda.
He says that's especially important because no one can opt out of these alerts.
You say presidential alert, and some people are thinking, oh, man, I see President Trump sending out Twitter messages all day long. Does this mean I'm going to get whatever message that President Trump wants to send out through this alert system now?
No, not at all. One thing that we need to make very clear is that There are laws, policies, and procedures that are in place, other protocols to ensure that the system is used in accordance with its intended use as defined by the law.
So if he wanted to send out an alert that didn't fit the criteria, somebody would stop him?
I would say that the protocols would certainly guide him down a path that may steer him away from actually sending that message that does not fit the criteria.
But alerts are not foolproof.
A missile may impact on land or sea within minutes.
In January, Hawaii's Emergency Management Agency mistakenly sent out an alert warning of a ballistic missile threat to more than a million cell phones. Mistakes like that could make people nervous about this new nationwide alert. Andy Whitehouse teaches communications at Columbia University.
The fact that you can't turn this alert off, that it'll be something that will arrive on your phone whether you like it or not, I think was perhaps upsetting and concerning to some people.
Yes, it was. The test is scheduled for tomorrow at 2:18 p.m., but three New Yorkers have already filed a federal lawsuit. They filed it last week attempting to block the test, saying it violates free speech and is an unconstitutional seizure of electronic devices. Now, the test will set off the same loud sound used for other alerts. If your cell phone is on and you have service, you will likely receive it, and you cannot stop it.